heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Good morning and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney coming to you. Again, thank you for joining us today. We're going to spend the next 30 minutes talking about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you find yourself in the workplace and you're trying to figure out the whole workplace ministry concept, or if you're a student, an at-home parent, maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who has never really had faith, and you're starting to search for what your purpose is. The next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. We like to start this show with a scripture reading, and today's reading from the Bible comes from the Old Testament. It is Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. So that's the entire psalm. It goes like this. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that he is the Lord. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. I just want to read that last part again because I love it. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and go into his courts with praise. Thank you again for joining us today on Everyday Faith. We now have all of our podcasts loaded up on iTunes, and you can also check out our website, which is mark5ministries.com as well. Again, thanks for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. You can dig your running shoes out of the closet and think of it this way. Your Thanksgiving Day feast will be guilt-free if you sign up for the 35th annual 5K Turkey Trot. It's happening on Thanksgiving Day starting at the Boar's Head Inn. It's the season to get your flu shot. The Charlottesville Albemarle Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hills offering the flu shot every Monday from 1 to 4 and Thursday from 8:30 a.m. till noon and then 1 to 4:30 p.m. Shots are $30 and are covered by some insurances. And the Mustard Seed Group of Narcotics Anonymous meets every Friday night starting at 11 p.m. at New Beginnings Christian Community at 1130 East Market Street in Charlottesville. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to PSA@SeavilleStations.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. With us on the program, back with us, is Kate McCollum. She works for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Kate, you've been on the program before. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. This is fun.
You have a lot going on with the FCA these days. Let's start with that. Let's just kind of get caught up with how life is with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and what you're up to. Can you give us a little update?
Sure. Just to start, our vision is to see the world impacted by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. And so much has happened. You know, I've been with FCA for 3 years now, and God has given me such a huge vision for the area. I'm in serving 5 counties, 37 schools. Since I started 3 years ago, it's doubled. And so God is just moving and doing amazing things. There's a lot of first evers, first ever leadership board for this area in the high schools and middle schools. We have a first ever 5K, and Lord is just a camp going on, and we have opportunity to go overseas and serve now too. So,
wow.
A lot of exciting things. This summer we had a coach invited a player to attend FCA camp. Second day she got saved. She goes to her school, never been to church before, and now they have an FCA huddle, and she's able to go to church at her school. Mm. And now she's leading on her sports team. Just a month ago, we had a whole, almost entire football team get saved. They're coaches. And now we were able to serve them dinner and pass out Bibles. They're going back to their school and starting FCA, building up as leaders. Wow. We're mobilizing men in the community to build them up in their faith. Mm. And churches are wanting to come around them now, too. So seeing a huge community come together. Mm-hmm. And God's just doing amazing things, things I've never even dreamed of. But yeah, it's his vision, not mine.
Well, let me take for our listeners, let's go back. I'm sort of coming at your journey from a couple different angles. So you're growing the FCA here locally. You've been here 3 years. Can you talk to us about your journey to Charlottesville?
Oh,
because that was not an easy transition for you.
It was probably the hardest time of my life. And God does funny things when he wants to get our attention. Mm-hmm. But when I first moved here 3 years ago, I was engaged, following my fiance here, already called into ministry, knew it was supposed to be FCA. And a couple months after I moved here, we broke up our engagement. It was a month before my wedding. And the day we broke up was the first day I started ministry. So it was a little crazy. Mm. And then, so I had no friends here. I didn't know a single person in Virginia. No family. All my family's back in Ohio. And I knew I was supposed to do this. And then a couple months later, I found I had cancer. And so Lord just kind of, my identity wasn't everything except for Christ. Mm-hmm. And I loved him. I'm a Christian. I knew that I'm supposed to be in ministry, but he, someone told me you have to build a cathedral from the ground up. So he was taking things away to get. Mm.
Did you personally feel like maybe the Lord was chiseling you? And sometimes it's easier to look back on this than when you're going through it, but you can look back and say, that was a time when the Lord was chiseling me into closer to the image of his son. And, the things that happen to us, as painful as they are, sometimes it's a chisel moment where we're really supposed to let go of some things and have some things removed from our life. And as humans, our default mode is to be angry when those things happen.
Absolutely.
And we don't like pain and we don't like suffering. But if you cling to the Lord during those times and realize that there's a purpose and that he will use these things for his glory and our good, if you can kind of wrap your arms around that, there's a way to really get through. And I'm wondering if you experienced that. Was that a time when, as painful as it was, the breakup with your fiance, the cancer diagnosis, was that a time when you experienced, even though there was all this pain, but were you able to experience more of God during that time?
Oh my goodness, yes. I would never think of suffering as something that was also joyful. And so weird as it sounds, the chiseling part isn't easy, but it's also the best thing that can happen. Healing doesn't happen overnight. I was holding on to the past for so long, and then just recently Lord's released me from that. And you go through these trialing times, and what I found out is the deeper and closer you get with the Lord, he's going to release you, and he's a redeemer, and he's going to push you forward. Mm-hmm. I was going through reading through Exodus and Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt and getting to the Red Sea and the mountains and asking God, what do I do now?
Yes, I'm stuck.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a...
And this does not look good for us.
No, and he's leading. And he's like, Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
And so God's response in Exodus 14 was, Moses answered the people, people are crying out, Moses, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And he said, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will deliver, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Mm-hmm. And the Egyptians I think of are, whatever we're clinging on to. I kept reliving the past, kept bringing it up. And the Egyptians are a kind of symbol of whatever we're trying to still hold on to. Mm-hmm. And God's let it go, move forward. And so what I learned is you have to take a step of faith. You have to move in order to be delivered from it. Mm-hmm. And so then the Lord, scripture goes on, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go out through the sea on dry ground.
Dry ground. Wow.
Exactly.
Dry ground.
And but the point is, like, we have to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our faith without works is dead. Well, we can't sit back and just expect God just to do everything. I mean, we can, mm-hmm. but that's not what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to take that step and to make decisions to walk on dry ground. Like, mm-hmm. Moses lifted up his arms and he stepped out into the sea before the Lord mm-hmm. parted it.
Oh, that's a good word. We're talking with Kate McCollum from the FCA here in Charlottesville, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Kate, we're heading towards the break, but wanted to go back just because it's that time of year when we think about Thanksgiving, and I know in my own life that I think that our default mode as humans is to not necessarily be thankful for all the gifts and all the blessings that we have in our life. And particularly, like as you mentioned, during your transition to Charlottesville, there's so many bad things that are happening at one time. It's hard to find the beauty in that. And the scripture reading that we talked about at the beginning of the show was Psalm 100 that said, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And so when we talk about Thanksgiving, and particularly it's timely this time of year, I have found for me is that if I'm able to step back from all the craziness and chaos in our life and be intentional on recognizing that all of the gifts that we receive, grace, is from God. It's the vertical beam in the cross. And if we focus on that we're receiving these gifts, and at the same time, we send up thanksgiving, we are, as the psalmist said, it's a way of intentionally entering into the presence of the Lord. And I'm sorry for the long question, but I'm wondering, even during those dark times, and again, we're heading towards a break with Kate McCollum, did you find a way to be thankful during that time? Or were there other ways that you were able to find the presence of the Lord, I guess is what I'm getting to.
Absolutely. And Lord does it in such mysterious ways that we don't expect it to happen that way. Like, just be thankful for the little things.
Yeah, the little things. And that's what I have found for me is to be just be thankful in the morning for hot water. And I, you know, I start there be thankful for, you know, home to live in. A lot of these things that we take for granted in our day-to-day lives, if we can just slow it down and really be intentional with the Thanksgiving part. Again, I believe that in the Thanksgiving, again, recognizing we're receiving these gifts from God, offering Thanksgiving, and in that moment, what I've found is there's a joy moment that is the result of that. Is you, the psalmist said in Psalm 16, verse 10, he said, in your presence is the fullness of joy. And, you know, I have the opportunity, Kate, to speak with a lot of men in Charlottesville. I get to talk about faith on the radio. And one of the things that I find that's missing from a lot of men and women is the joy aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're searching for the joy, to take a moment, recognize the gifts that you've received and be thankful. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kate, I am thankful that you are on the show with us today, Kate McCollum. And I'm also very thankful for the fact that you were able to persevere during your challenges when you came to Charlottesville, that you didn't quit, that you didn't pick up and run, that you said really kind of like Esther chapter 4, such a time as this for you.
Mm-hmm.
and what an impact that you are having on our community and the young people. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more of Everyday Faith Radio, and we're chatting with Kate McCollum. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Stop Hunger Now and Restoration United Methodist Church are packing meals. The event's going to be inside Fashion Square Mall on November 19th from noon to 2. They'll be packing over 10,000 meals in under an hour. You can volunteer to help or donate food or money. The Fluvanna SPCA is hosting a Home for the Holidays adoption special all throughout the month of November. So all cats and dogs that have been under the shelter's care for 6 months will have a $20 adoption fee. And senior animals 7 years and older will still only have a $10 adoption fee. And if you think you can out-toss a beanbag better than any of your friends, the Madison County Rescue Squad cadets are having a cornhole tournament on November 19th. It's going to be at Yoder's Country Market on Route 29 in Madison. The tournament's from noon to 3. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website at wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Kate McCollum. Kate works on the staff at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, or the FCA as we call it here in Charlottesville. Kate, I wish we had FCA back when I was in school at UVA. I think that was really kind of during the dormant period. I was here in school in the early 80s, and there really wasn't a lot of student ministry at that time, and I would have loved to have been part of FCA.
Yeah, me too. When I was younger, we didn't have it.
No. Let's talk about what keeps you busiest now. It sounds like that FCA is really spreading through the different middle schools and high school. You spend a lot of time at all these schools?
Mm-hmm. We're in 16 of the 37 schools across five counties.
Wow. And yeah. You mentioned huddle. For our listeners, what mm-hmm. does huddle mean?
Huddle is small groups in the schools, on the teams. We have coaches huddles, so small groups. Mm-hmm. And they're just getting together, fellowshipping, and just sharing each other's heart and opportunity to, you know, similar interests of athletes or athletes and mm-hmm. How to use their faith in sports and being leaders in their school and on their campus and mm-hmm. teams.
That's great. And there's also some that go to summer camps as well?
Yeah, we have three camps in the summer. There's a leadership camp, an FCA multi-sports camp, and a power camp for 8 to 12-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. And in the middle schools and high schools, have you seen some of the young people really kind of step forward in a leadership position and something where they start to get a grasp of faith and get a hold of it, and then they want to share it with their friends? Are you seeing that?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. We have a leadership training for anyone who wants to grow in their leadership mm-hmm. and lead their FCA. One school went to my leadership training, went back to their school, and started this huge outreach program. Another student went back, and now there's over 60 students reading the Bible and hearing hearing about, you know, each other's faith.
That's
in
awesome.
These are public schools.
Mm-hmm. And what about, do we get any of the UVA athletes out at any of these events? Do you get to hear testimonies of athletes at all?
Absolutely. I love it when athletes, UVA athletes, come and speak. Mm. High schoolers and middle schoolers really look up to them, and they can see a picture of what it looks like when a college athlete is a leader through their faith and on their sports team. It's really encouraging.
What if there happens to be a high school student right now who's listening to this program, maybe driving somewhere in the car with their parents? What would you say, kind of from your perspective, the difference that having faith in Jesus can make in their life?
Oh my goodness. It is the best. It is like the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. It's harder, but better. You know, you have a hope. You have something to look forward to. You have you know, this fellowship, this deep connection with other believers, mm-hmm. and you have something to look forward to every day. And it's something that's eternal, and you stand firm on, you know, you're stressed out, you're worried about this, worried about that, you have so much on your plate. Well, going to the Lord and having Christian friends, you have something that will help you through it and pray and know that, all right, this is the Lord's plan. I'm going to rely on this. Mm. It's so much better. It's so much fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And joyful.
Yes.
And it's an overflow of that.
Mm-hmm. And maybe to that high school student listening, maybe life the way you're doing it right now is not exactly working for you.
Right.
You know, maybe you don't feel a sense of fulfillment. You don't feel a sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Once you think about that, it's time to do it a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And embracing the gospel, and Kate, you would probably agree with this, is that, you know, a great way to start is to find somebody who has a strong faith and start asking questions with them, and then pick up the Bible and actually start reading it for yourself, and the things that you don't understand, have somebody that you can turn to. But things happen. I know in my own life, as I started really reading the Word of God, it is alive and active, and there is something about it. It is all God breathed, and it will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if things are not going for you the way that you'd hoped so far, I would say, again, this might be a divine moment for you, hearing this message and hearing about Kate McCollum and FCA, or actually coming to one of these FCA events. Maybe check out to see if there's a huddle in their school. That might be a place for them to go as well.
Yeah. We have a new event, and next week is Blue Ridge and Covenant are competing against each other in basketball, rivals, and it's a benefit game for FCA's.
Oh.
And just an opportunity for the entire area to just come together, all the schools, and just cheer on fellow leaders.
Awesome. Where's that game played?
At Covenant at 6 o'clock.
And I'm sorry, it's next Friday.
Next Wednesday. November 16th, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Kate, I want to go back to more of your personal story, and I want to know kind of for you personally the difference that faith has made in your life. How would you describe to somebody kind of Kate McCollum before and after faith?
Sure. So going back to the whole, let's talk about high schoolers and what could be better in the whole fulfilling aspect. So I was saved at 8 years old and grew up in a Christian home, Christian family, church every other day, it felt like. But my identity wasn't something else. It was, I was diagnosed with ADD and a learning disability in school. So trying to find ways, I was ashamed of it. And I tried the other part of it, my identity was in boys and sports and family and parties, you know. I tried it the other way, the non-Christian way. And what I found out is it's not fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep trying to fill with something else and something else and something else. And it wasn't working until God decided, hey, I'm going to take this from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that you have.
Do you believe that that old expression that comes from a French philosopher, that each person is born with a God-shaped hole in their heart that only God can fill?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Absolutely. I mean, it's true. And it looks different for everybody. And we're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we Christians still make mistakes, but we're trying every day just to love and just to do it God's way. But, you know, it's hard. And I know what it's like to not follow the right path because I've tried it. I thought I had all the answers. And I can just tell you now that God just, like, he loves us so much that he's willing to make us go through a hard time so he can refine us and help us to live fulfilled lives.
You know, the Apostle John says in one of his letters that we love him because he, meaning Jesus, God, first loved us. And to receive the love of God and to know how much you are loved is really a life-changing event. And for me, in my life, I had very faithful parents, went to church regularly. But I would say, you know, like a lot of teenagers, probably slept through a few church sessions, and it wasn't really, my faith didn't really get activated until I started really understanding how much God was chasing after me. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, you've heard of the hound of heaven. Well, I felt like he chased me up the days and down the nights, that he was just wooing me. And as I look back on it, and then once I really kind of made the decision for me personally to step out into faith and really embrace it and commit my life to following Jesus, life has not been easy. Mm-hmm. That is not the message here, that choose Jesus, life is easy.
No.
That's not the gospel message. But when these things happen, you understand that everything that happens in your life is for his glory and for your good. You may not be able to see it at the time, but mm-hmm. there will be a day where you'll be able to look back and say, I understand. And that may be an eternity in some cases that you can't understand mm-hmm. it. Well, Kate McCollum, can you give us, as we head out, we're coming to a close on the program, a couple of scripture or Bible verses that are kind of dear to you that you might want to share, or any stories in the Bible that kind of come to mind that are precious to you?
One life verse that I've clung to over the years is Isaiah, you're making me memorize this, 40:29-31. Mm-hmm. And it's, you shall mount up with wings like eagles, mm-hmm. run and not grow weary. You'll just mount up with wings like eagles. You're going
yes.
to thrive is basically mm-hmm. what it's saying. And just how much, you know, we keep messing up, but God loves us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other verse from David and Goliath, the famous David and Goliath story.
Yes.
Is as 1 Samuel 17:48, as Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. It just shows that, you know, we have Goliaths in our life, and whatever those might be, you know, it's what are obstacles? You know, God has given us the strength to attack them, and he's the one that gets the victory.
And I love that vision that once David received the message from the Lord, that he didn't wait in that moment, that he ran out to meet Goliath. There was no fear. And as you start to read the Bible, you get that message that really when God is with you, it really expels all the fear in your life, and you're able to have that David and Goliath moments.
Mm-hmm.
And there will come a time, as if there's any young people listening to the show, where you will need that empowerment of God. And Paul says it in Philippians chapter 4:13,
mm-hmm.
a verse that the folks at FCA know very well, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
mm-hmm.
me. And as you cling to the Lord, something incredible, a transformation happens in your life, and you will certainly not regret it, and you will never be the same, and you come out really, really with a new life.
Mm-hmm.
Kate McCollum, thank you so much for joining us today on the program. Again, get out next Wednesday to that Covenant Blue Ridge basketball game. That's a fundraiser for FCA, and support the local Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Kate, to you and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. Thank you all again for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. It's been a pleasure. Tune in next Sunday. Have a great week.